Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The country's sincere sections must unite against the interim government's subservient policy towards the kafir colonialist USA. The interim government is betraying the country by showing reluctance to secure our borders from the US-backed Arkan Army, while it is eager to expand our soldiers for America's mission in Ukraine. From December 2025 to September 10, the Myanmar-based rebel group abducted 325 fishermen from multiple locations along the Naf River and the Bay of Bengal. BDNews24.com, September 12, 2025. Ironically, the Yunus government ignored the Arkan Army, a U.S. proxy operating in our land and threatening our people and sovereignty. At the same time, it was quick to support Ukraine to please its neo-imperialist master, the U.S. The U.S. is considering deploying UN peacekeepers in the Russia-Ukraine buffer zone if a peace deal is finalized. Troops from non-NATO countries like Bangladesh could also be deployed, NBC News reports. Bangladesh's interim government's foreign advisor, Tawhid Hussain, told the press that Bangladesh would like to participate in any such operation besides the Indian Border Security Force, BSF. Also keeps killing our people in border areas, and more people have been killed in recent months, while our own government does little or nothing to protect them. So it is the height of hypocrisy that our government wants to hire out the very soldiers we need at home to play errand boy for the West. O sincere officers of the Bangladesh military, we assert and keep reminding you that these UN peacekeeping missions are nothing but tools of the U.S.-led neocolonialism through the interim government. These are used to destabilize regions and secure strategic resources and assets for a U.S.-led Western world order. By participating in these projects, you become complicit in the imperialist projects of the belligerent kuffar. O officers, our deceitful rulers have made you an insignificant plaything of the Western capitalist world order in the greed of earning paltry foreign currency and in the hope of Western loyalty. They want to make you forget your glorious past. Only the Muslim army in this world has liberated humanity from the darkness of the disbelievers since the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The army of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, did not confine itself within its own borders, but also brought half of the world under the shadow of Islam through jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, today, these rulers have brought you to such a low point that you are failing to even secure your own borders, let alone the entire world. The Khilafah's army never sought a luxurious life as mercenary soldiers for the Roman and Persian empires in return for gold and silver. But unfortunately, our deceitful rulers have had you earning dollars in the UN mission as a reason for your pride. Look how low the nation-state rulers have brought you today. We call upon you to support Hizb al-Tahrir to reestablish the promised Khilafah Rashida on the method of prophethood. Your sole goal in life should be to play the key role in the revival of the caliphate and eliminate the Western disbelieving powers and their world order. Remember, no other generation has had this great opportunity to revive Islam comprehensively in the past 1400 years since the time of the Messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. It is He who sent His Messenger with guidance and the ideology, Islam, of truth to prevail over all ideologies, although those who associate others with Allah dislike it. Surah As-Saff 9. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.